Never the gallery process.
I'd first like to point out that McGill is not making more revenue because the students decide to put their money towards athletics and recreation. McGill takes an overhead fee on self-funded units, and the facility improvement fee is out, or on the revenue, sorry, of self-funded units. And the facility improvement fee is sort of viewed as a fund separate from that. So McGill is not making any extra money from this. So as a divestment tactic, there is no direct impact other than to say the students are hurting. And with that point, I would like to actually echo Councillor Kusa's point, which is that our duty, or your duty, is to your constituents. And the reality is that more of your users than you or more of your constituents than you realize are users of athletics and recreation services. We're talking about more than 15,000 students who register with the actual fitness center, intramurals, fitness courses, and that doesn't even touch on the pool, sports medicine clinic, the people who go through for exams. So your duty is to your constituents.
Thank you, member of the gallery. Councillor Josu.
I think what Mr. Member of the gallery person just said is really important. I think people don't realize, but I've talked with Davis McGill a few days ago, and my understanding that this conversation, somewhat similar conversation, has been going on in the past few months, last years, and no one is able to give us any solutions. I have already stated that we don't have a say on how McGill invests or not, and it seems like everybody can empathize with us, but it doesn't seem like anyone is trying. It doesn't seem like anyone really thinks about putting solution that would solve the problem. And I think that we don't realize. I said it again. We need physical health is part of the physical health, and it is really important that people realize that we cannot go anywhere without
students. Vice President Sater.
Yeah, I guess I just want to clarify a few things that I think may add to the conversation. Number one, McGill is limited in the amount of money it can directly give to the athletics department by law in Canada. I believe that tuition can't be given and only a certain percentage of subsidies. The athletics and recreation department, from my understanding, is mostly funded by student fees because it has to in Canada. Unlike the United States, where you see like massive arenas being built by universities with student tuition. That's not the case in Canada for legal reasons because especially in Quebec, student unions have a lot more power. I want to also bring up the point about there's no overhead for this fee. While that is true, the wording of this motion, with the exception of fees collected by athletics and recreation, would allow for increases in the athletics and recreation fee, which is already by far the biggest fee that we collect. It's three times the base fee. Like, we give like $10 million a year to McGill through it. And that does have overhead costs. So the wording of this motion does not only apply to the other fee, but it would also apply to the athletics and recreation fee, which students are also not super happy with.
Thank you, Vice President.
They have limited access.
Thank you. Councillor Kusa.
Yeah, I would just like to clarify something I said about representing our constituents. So a lot of my constituents have been emailing me showing their support for divest and for me to vote against this motion. Now, I would urge Councillor Dressou to reach out to me after council so that we can work with divest on a solution that works for everyone. And I believe that the common, enemy, for lack of a better term, of the athletics people and divest is the administration. The admin has failed to respond to your needs, and I don't think it's new. I think it's the admin. So I think we should all work together to tackle this larger problem.
Thank you, Councillor. Member of the gallery, Dove McFalls.
Yes. Hi. Thank you, Speaker. So I just want to first say that I find it really upsetting that it's become such a divided topic between athletics and this sort of climate movement. And that's really a personal position as well, because I'm a varsity student athlete and a member of Divest McGill. So I just want to like acknowledge that I do believe that there's a need for concerted action between these two groups, but I haven't really heard a way that that can happen. And so for the time being, I think it's really necessary to vote against this motion. I believe that the climate crisis is so much more important than retiling a pool, and I spend over 20 hours a week at the pool. So yeah, I just want people to consider the different scales of what we're talking about here. Thank you.
Thank you. Gallery member James Mulvaney.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I just want to bring up one thing, that this is not a clash of McGill Athletics and Divest McGill. McGill Athletics is with the climate movement. They are supportive of the students, at least that I talk to, are supportive of the Divest McGill mission. However, this is a chance for the student union to actually stand up and protect the students. It's one of the few chances that we will have really all year of doing this, from protecting them from the administration. I want to make one thing really clear. The moratorium would remain. Divest McGill would remain if this motion were to pass. So would the moratorium. This is not a battle where one has to exist and the other cannot. This is a chance for the students, the thousands of students that use McGill Athletics, to have a better experience and to be better able to control that experience out of the hands of administration. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilor Josu.
Yeah, thank you. Mr. Seder, VP Seder mentioned that the current wording could potentially allow an increase of the other salary fee. And I think it is something that I think an amendment would be friendly in order to make it possible for just the athletic and the facility improvement fee. But I also want to remind everyone that McGill Athletic and Recreation was there during the first few months of the pandemic. McGill Athletic and Recreation did not decide to let anyone off, and it meant that we did not decrease their money, even though we could not, the fee, even though we could not attend everything. But I also want to remind everyone that McGill A&R made the fitness center available free for the whole fall 2021 semester, because it acknowledges how important it is for students to stay healthy. And I think the students were going to pay in a greater price than just a $10 per semester fee if they were to fail.
Thank you. Member of the gallery, Parsons.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would like to highlight that right now, a lot of the discourse seems to say that, you know, Divest McGill and McGill Athletics and Recreation have this common enemy, if you will. The reality is that McGill Athletics and Recreation has their hands tied. They may bear the McGill name, but fiscally speaking, they can only ask for so much money from McGill, because legally, as VP Sater pointed out, McGill cannot give that money to Athletics and Recreation by Quebec law. So the reality is that the students are the main funders of Athletics and Recreation. And as it stands now, the funds that are allocated to offering services to students are going to be dipped into just so that the building can stay alive. I don't think I have time here, but this question was actually brought up at the 2020 Senate, asking sort of how McGill Athletics could continue to provide students acceptable services. And one of the things that was pointed out is that the students are the main funders of Athletics and Recreation, and that's not about to change. Legally, it's not about to change.
Thank you. Member of the gallery, Julia Caddy.
Thank you, Speaker. I suppose this might have been better during question period, but I'm just wondering if any of the individuals supporting this motion are able to give information about the student users of the athletic center, and if there has been any polling of, you know, whether they feel they're unsatisfied and unable to meet their needs based on the current status of the building, just so we can know better the reflection of the student voice, and in particular those who are using and benefiting from the center.
Thank you. Councillor Josu.
Yes, actually, the fee has been used to create some addition to the fees to the facilities. So I'm thinking about study lunches. I am thinking about the addition of a mezzanine in the weight room in the fitness center. And I am also thinking about different ideas that are wanted that the A&R was to put forward. But as I said, because of the lack of funding, because of the lack of participation from students, this money cannot be brought in and used to be by the student body. So that makes it impossible for us to add anything else really substantive.
Thank you, Councillor Kusa.
Yeah, I'm going to move to call the question.
That's in order. Is there a second to this motion? Councillor Javed?
Second.
Is anybody opposed to calling the question? So calling the question will be stopping debate at this point and moving on to vote.
I oppose.
All right, so we will be voting. At this time, please use the reactions, yes and no, to vote on calling the question.
Could you give us an indication on what samples will mean?
So to call the question, we will use the check mark, the green check mark. To not call the question, you use the red X. Calling the question requires a simple majority. All right, this clearly passes the motion. Apologies, I'm stumbling my words. This debate has ended. We'll now be entering voting. You can find the link to the voting page on your councillor voting directions. I'll be resending it at this time. So it's in the chat as well. I'll give you all like 2-3 minutes to vote. If you have any problems, just raise up your voice. Vice President Downey?
I apologize, the link isn't working for me. It says I've already voted on it, but I in fact have not. Is anyone else having that issue?
It's weird. Let me just check if I have your vote, but maybe by like accident. It'll just be weird. Can you try again? Maybe I posted the wrong. No, it doesn't seem like people are sending messages saying it's their link works with them.
I'll try again. Worst comes to worst, could I message you my vote? It's still absolutely not working. I apologize.
Can you try to copy the link and then paste it on your Google?
That was what I had done.
Oh, okay.
If it's not, I will have to just message you my vote.
Give me a second. I'll resend the link as a short
URL. Sure, I apologize.
No worries. Technical issues have they happen. This is just the nature of what we're doing. It's just significantly easier to assemble the vote when everybody's votes are in one place. Plus, I still see some votes coming in, so we're not taking too much time. Is the shortened link working?
It's not. I apologize.
No worries. So yes, if you can email me your vote, that'd be awesome.
Thank you.
A pleasure. All right, we'll be closing the vote at this time. Has anybody not been able to vote other than Vice President Downey? All right, seeing none. With one abstention, 15 votes opposed and 8 votes in favor, this motion fails. All right. With this, we'll be continuing on to the next motion in the agenda. The motion regarding reintroduction of the facility fee, of the facility improvement fee referendum. Vice President Downey.
Please correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that this motion 12B is now moot due to the failure of the motion 12A. So I'd move to postpone indefinitely.
This motion stands. Is there a second? Councillor Josu?
Yes, it was. This motion was a sine qua non, so I guess this motion is automatically postponed until
all right. Further notice. Thank you, Councillor. So we'll note you as a second to the motion to postpone. Just the reason why we have to vote on postponing is because once a motion is presented to the council, it no longer belongs to the mover, it belongs to the council, and so the council has to agree on postponing. At this time, is anybody opposed to postponing indefinitely motion 12B? Seeing none, motion 12B has been postponed indefinitely. We'll now move on to motion 12C, the motion regarding the French accessibility fee referendum question.
Oui, j'aimerais présenter la motion en français, s'il vous plaît. J'ai soumis une motion en français aussi.
Pas de problème.
Est-ce que vous voulez présenter la motion en anglais et je peux parler en français? Comme ça, tout le monde peut être inclus. Est-ce que ça serait plus facile?
On peut faire. Ça dérange pas. On a la version française sur le drive.
OK, so c'est comme vous voulez. Parce que je sais qu'il y a peut-être des gens ici qui ne comprennent pas le français. Donc, pour avoir la motion en anglais pour eux, ça pourrait être...
OK, on peut faire ça. Ça marche aussi si on peut avoir la version anglaise sur l'écran.
Oui, parfait. Donc, je vais commencer. Cette motion vient pour suggérer que au référendum de l'hiver, un frais de 25 sous par semestre, sans semestre d'été, serait... mon Dieu, c'est une longue soirée et français, ça fait longtemps que j'en ai pas parlé. Mais bon, donc, ça serait que 25 sous soient ajoutés aux frais des étudiants pour les sessions d'automne et d'hiver, qui seraient sans droit de retrait. Et si vous voulez aller à la fin de la motion, on a un budget qui suggère comment que le frais va être administré. Donc, pour un peu d'histoire, en 2020, il y a eu un plan de francisation qui a été adopté, mais malheureusement, il n'a pas très bien été administré par les conseils exécutifs. Et depuis ce temps-là, on a déjà... engager une traductrice. Donc, le plan n'a pas vraiment de soutien parce qu'on a déjà administré beaucoup des plans qui étaient établis. Et une des raisons pourquoi que le frais n'a pas passé en 2020 est parce que le frais était d'environ 3 $. Donc, maintenant, on a vraiment abaissé le frais et avec 25 sous, on peut quand même... promouvoir la culture francophone, qui est un des mandats de l'AUM. Et on est une compagnie bilingue et quand même, on ne fait pas assez pour promouvoir la culture francophone québécoise et française. Et avec ce frais-là, on peut vraiment commencer à avoir plus d'événements culturels et aussi plaidoyer pour les droits étudiants francophones qui ne sont pas poussés par l'administration. Donc, avec ce frais-là, ça nous donnerait environ 16 000 $ pour vraiment soutenir les étudiants francophones et aussi promouvoir la langue aux étudiants anglophones qui voudraient apprendre, mais qui n'ont pas la chance avec le soutien de McGill en ce moment. Merci.
Merci beaucoup. Nous allons maintenant rentrer dans la période de questions. Tout le monde qui veut poser une question, s'il vous plaît, levez votre main. So we'll now be entering question period. Anybody wishing to ask a question, please raise your hands now. Member of the gallery, Brian Buraga.
Merci, Monsieur le Président. Merci pour l'émotion. Y a-t-il une raison pour laquelle il s'agit d'un frais séparé et non intégré à la cotisation des membres?
All those wishing to answer this question. Vice-présidente Sarah Paulin.
Oui, donc une des raisons pourquoi on a fait ça, c'est qu'on veut vraiment mettre de l'emphase sur les étudiants francophones et avec, qu'est-ce que je comprends du frais un peu plus universel, c'est que c'est distribué un peu différemment et c'est possible qu'on n'ait pas toujours le même montant de frais à chaque année. Donc, on voulait vraiment avoir un frais francophone particulier aussi pour mettre l'emphase sur le fait que l'AUM veut vraiment promouvoir les droits francophones et qu'il ait son propre frais. Beaucoup d'autres comités et commissions comme la Commission des affaires francophones ont leurs propres frais. Donc, je ne sais pas pourquoi la Commission francophone ne pourrait pas en avoir une aussi en tant que frais culturel.
Merci beaucoup. All those wishing to ask a question, please raise your hand now. All right, seeing no more questions, we'll now be entering into the debate period with a 1 minute speaking time with a maximum of 5 speakers until some of the motions for an extension. Councillor Benson Wong.
Merci. Je voudrais féliciter les auteurs de cette résolution pour avoir produit un budget et promouvoir la transparence.
Merci beaucoup. All those wishing to speak, please raise your hands now. Councillor Applegate.
Oui, merci. J'aimerais remercier encore une fois la vice-présidente Sarah pour cette super motion et pour tout le soutien qu'elle pourra apporter aux étudiants francophones qui manquent cruellement de soutien sur plusieurs aspects. Donc voilà, c'était vraiment un grand remerciement.
Merci beaucoup. Vice-président Sader.
Ouais, j'aimerais aussi remercier Sarah pour le travail qu'elle fait sur ça. Je pense que c'est assez important en tant que frais. Pour s'assurer que les étudiants francophones ont ce qu'ils ont besoin. Je voulais aussi répondre un peu à la question du membre de la galerie. La raison qu'on fait ça pour des questions culturelles, c'est pour garantir que l'argent sera là année par année. Quand on fait des changements au base fee, il y a des risques que la quantité d'argent donnée change année par année et généralement avec une cotisation plus culturelle ou pour un groupe d'un monde marginalisé, on a besoin de s'assurer que l'argent sera là année par année. On veut garantir ça pour s'assurer que l'institution en tant que telle de l'AM est incapable de sortir cet argent-là.
Merci. We have time for one more speaker. Councillor Kusa.
Oui, j'aimerais aussi remercier Sarah, mais pas seulement Sarah, mais Anna Popa, la commissaire aux affaires francophones, qui est vraiment excellente et qui veut vraiment promouvoir le droit des francophones dans le campus. Donc, en tant que membre de la CAF, merci à vous deux.
Merci beaucoup. Nous allons maintenant rentrer dans la période de vote. J'aimerais rappeler le conseil que si quelqu'un veut proposer une motion pour voter d'une différente manière que la manière usuelle, feel free to do so. Juste levez votre main et après ça, on peut prendre la motion. Sinon, nous allons rentrer dans la période de vote normale. Vous avez tous accès au forum. Vice-président Sader.
Motion pour voter à l'unanime.
Oui, alors nous pouvons avoir une motion pour voter à l'unanimité. Conseiller Coussa.
Je vais second.
That's in order. La raison pourquoi je ne parle pas trop en français quand je fais Marie, je suis francophone, c'est parce que justement, je ne connais pas trop bien le vocabulaire. Il faut que je pratique plus. Il faut que ce vocabulaire parlementaire, c'est quand même compliqué. So, je ne suis pas trop sûr c'est quoi second en français, mais one day we'll learn. Pour le moment, si personne n'est opposé à un vote par unanimité, je ne vois pas d'opposition. Alors, nous allons maintenant voter par unanimité. Anybody opposed to this motion, please raise your hand now. Tous ceux qui sont opposés à cette motion, s'il vous plaît, levez votre main maintenant. All right. Well, this motion passes unanimously. Congratulations. Ah bon, quelqu'un dans le chat me dit que c'est second, c'est appui. Which makes sense. So, merci, Val. Parfait. OK. Let's now move on to the next point on the agenda. Motion 12. Lead a motion regarding the ratification of the Society's Board of Directors referendum question. Vice President Sarah Paulin, you have the floor.
Hello. I'm sure you guys know this motion already. I passed a similar one back in the fall. So we finally have members at large of the board of directors, and this is the motion to ratify their positions. If you scroll down, I believe their names are there. If you guys have any questions, feel free to ask. But like I said, this is a very basic motion that passes every fall and winter in order to ratify the board of directors by the council. Thank you.
Thank you. All those wishing to speak, please raise your hand. Oh, apologies. We'll now be entering into question period. All those wishing to speak, please raise your hand now. All right, seeing none, we'll now be entering into debate period. All those wishing to speak, please raise your hand now. Member of the gallery, Brian Buraga, you have the floor.
This is probably better for the question period, but I'll bring it up now. Are the movers aware that this is in direct contravention of the 2017 Judicial Board case, Gluestein v. Kopikar? And if they're not, would they be willing to take a look at it first to ensure that in the future this is done in a constitutional way?
Thank you. Just because this is a constitutional question, if you could forward by email this case, this would be this can be reviewed by steering, just to make sure we do not do this mistake again, and to make sure that the validity of this motion will not be put into question. I see that Vice President Poirier, you had your hand up.
Yeah, I was just wondering if Member of the Gallery Buraga could elaborate, because I'm not sure what exactly he's referring to, and maybe enlighten the rest of council if that's a possibility. Thank you, Speaker.
Thank you. Member of the gallery, Buraga.
Yeah, absolutely. So TLDR, Buraga v. Kopikar, was a judicial board final judgment that was passed in 2017 regarding the separation of members of the board of directors' ratification. The judgment itself is available on the SMU website under governance, under judicial board. I'm just going to read out the relevant part here. It's part of the executive summary. Quote, in a situation where the General Assembly elects a partial board of directors, which in this case it's 8 out of 12, there are no replacement mechanisms to fill the missing seats. The SMU Constitution includes replacement mechanisms under the following circumstances: resignation, removal from office, death, director ceasing to be qualified. So basically at this point, the judicial board ruled that if 12 members are not ratified initially in the fall semester, unless there's a full slate of 12 and somebody resigns or unfortunately passes away, that sort of thing, there's no mechanism under the Constitution that permits essentially what this motion is doing at this point.
Thank you, Member of the Gallery. Listen, seeing the time, I would generally call for a recess so that the steering committee can meet and discuss this. Seeing the time, I will ask for motions. If we also have to consider the urgency of this, as the board of directors requires these members. So we can continue discussing. I will be just consulting with the dais through chat, and we'll get back to you as our decision, but this is indeed troubling. Vice President Poulin.
Yeah, so this motion obviously was consulted with the governance manager. Maybe what I can suggest, are we in question period? Because this isn't a question and more of
we're still in debate period.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. The best way to handle this situation would be to table this for now and then refer back with the dais, with the governance manager, to make sure that this is constitutional, and then bring this back through a electronic motion, just to make sure that obviously we are obeying the constitution.
Thank you. Member of the gallery, Baraga, could you forward me by email just the name of the J board decision and as with like the section?
I can post it in the chat if that's best for everyone.
That also works. I'll make it so you can post in the chat. You should be able to.
Great. Thank you.
With this, I'd also like to forward just a proposal that the motion can be tabled and then slated for approval by email, with the debate happening now on the substantial part of the motion, but then on the legal part, we can first approve it constitutionally and then figure it out by email. But that is for all of you to decide. At this time, are there anybody else wishing to speak? Councillor Benson-Wald.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to motion to table this to an electronic motion pending review by the dais.
That's in order. Councillor Kusa?
Seconded.
That's in order. Is anybody opposed to postponing this motion and then approving it by email? President Daryanani? Sorry, you echoed.
Sorry about the echo. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Sorry about that, everyone. I would like to ask if Councillor Wan would be amendable to committing it back to the steering committee instead of just the dais.
Councillor Wan?
President Daryanani, can you provide some justification on why you would like that amendment?
President Daryanani?
Yeah, for sure. So I think the steering committee committee's role is to look at such issues, and it would actually compose of a more representative committee, including legislative councillors, as well as the speaker and the parliamentarian. And I think it would provide better insight into the consultation process as well as constitutionality, simply because that's the responsibility of steering committee.
Councillor Wan? If not, we can proceed to voting on the motion as presented.
I believe for now, I'd like to leave the motion as it stands.
All right. If the motion fails, President Daryanani, you'll be able to propose a motion as well. All right, at this time, is anybody opposed to postponing until it is looked over by the dais and checked with the Constitution and with previous decisions before being sent in for electronic approval by email? Seeing no opposition, this motion has been postponed. We'll now move on to motion 12E, the motion regarding referendum question on the increase of the 2022 SMU membership fee. Vice President Downey.
Hi, everyone. So I apologize if I'm not super coherent right now. It's obviously been a long long few days and a long meeting for me. So please bear with me, and I'm happy to clear up any confusion about this. To be transparent, I did not write the bulk of this motion. The bulk of this motion was written by last year's VPUA, Brooklyn Frizzle. So just a huge thank you to them. They did hours and hours and hours of research on this. And I'm really just hoping to push it through. So as people may or may not be aware, legislative counselors and senators who come from the majority of faculties currently do a great deal of unpaid labor. They're not paid by SMU. And while some faculties pay their senators and counselors, I don't believe that that is the majority of them. And for a number of reasons, unpaid labor is problematic. It allows only people who have the time and the privilege of doing unpaid labor to have their voices heard in settings like SMU. And as anyone can watch tonight, or if anyone has been tuned into Senate, legislative counselors and student senators do a great amount of work. It's really important to the functioning of the society. And I believe that this is really crucial. This question was brought up last year, and it failed by at referendum by only about 15 votes. So I am really confident this year that we can make this happen. Again, a lot of this legwork, the overwhelming majority of this legwork was done by Brooklyn. But I'm happy to answer any questions. There's a budget attached at the end. Please let me know if you have any questions.
Thank you very much. We'll now be entertaining questions on this motion. All those wishing to ask a question, please raise your hand now. Member of the gallery, Musley.
Yes, I guess I was wondering what consultation was done with the SMUnion in relation to this. As we know, they have been in collective bargaining for quite some time, and an introduction of such motion might not be in accordance to what their needs.
Thank you. Vice President Downey?
Yeah, this is actually a very important question. I was part of the organizing committee for the SMUnion back in the day, and I served on the executive until I took on this role, I believe, and anyone who has other information, please correct me, but I believe that the SMUnion's main opposition at the time to the proposal was that collective bargaining was progressing very slowly in the past year, and there were concerns that collective bargaining was not the priority, and that's obviously not what a union needs. A union needs bargaining and moving along a collective agreement to be the priority. I'm not able to consult directly with the SMUnion because of a conflict of interest, as I am a former union executive or executive committee member. My apologies, a union executive sounds horrible, but I hope that helps.
Thank you. Councillor Benson Wong.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. A question for the movers of this motion, maybe a familiar question. Is there a budget available for this motion? If not, for transparency reasons, will there be a budget available on the ballot at referendum time?
Thank you. Vice President Downey?
Yes, if you click through the links, there is a budget included.
Can we get the budget up, please?
Could you please
in this middle paragraph, conservative budget estimate, it's below the legislative counselors and senators links. Yes. I believe that should be it. Thank you.
Awesome, thank you. Councillor Wong.
Thank you, VP Downey, for presenting this budget. Seeing as how it wasn't necessarily very accessible, will this be clearly included on the ballot or referendum come referendum time?
Advisor Downey?
Yes, I think it should be made as clear as possible. If anyone would like to amend the wording of the question or anything like that, I'd be very open to that. I'm just not sure how to phrase it right now.
All right, question period has elapsed, so we'll now be entertaining debate. All those wishing to speak, please raise your hand now. Apologies, I just saw the time. I think I might have cut off question period 2 minutes early. If there are any questions, please raise your hands now. Councillor Wong? Oh, okay. All right, seeing no questions, we'll be entertaining debate then. All those wishing to speak? Councillor Saad.
Thank you. So I understand the motivation behind this motion, but I do think that it creates more problems than it solves. And I think that once you create paid positions, you exponentially increase the chances of people running for the wrong reasons. Now, maybe those same original students who would have run with honest intentions, but couldn't because of the barriers they face, will now be able to, but there's no guarantee that those students would win the positions. And I think we all know how problematic student government elections can be. And I believe that there's going to be a surplus of dishonesty, manipulation, and bad faith in general once you increase, once you basically make these positions paid. So I don't think it's in students' best terms. And I can definitely speak on behalf of most of the management students that I've spoken to who definitely not want this to happen.
Councillor Wan.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I had made this comment last year when this first came around, but I personally will be abstaining from this motion as I plan on rerunning again for a third term as SMUREP. And seeing as I would potentially benefit from the monetary gain of such a role, I will be abstaining because this is a conflict of interest for me, and I invite others who view themselves being in a similar position to also abstain.
Thank you. Councillor Kusa?
Yeah, as a counselor in a unique position here who is getting paid because of the fact that I work with AUS, I can tell you that AUS execs do get paid and we have not run into this problem. And on the contrary, I think that it is a privilege to run for this position without getting paid. It is a privilege for you to have the time and a privilege that we don't take for granted. We're very grateful to have you, to have every counselor who doesn't get paid, but it is a privilege. And it adds barriers for students who can't afford to volunteer for such positions. So I think that by getting senators and counselors to be paid, we would be making a step forward, making SMU more accessible to a much more diverse body of students. Thank you.
Thank you. Vice President Poré?
Yeah, I would have to agree with Councillor Kusa. As is cited in this motion, we have a policy against like unpaid internships, which I know isn't exactly the same thing in this case, but we don't want to promote unpaid labor. And like, obviously counselors work like very hard. Like we're here at like 11 p.m. and you guys are here on your free time. And I think it would actually motivate more people who are interested and who have the right intentions, but who just, you know, have to work full like part-time jobs and who just cannot allow themselves to get involved in student government because it's volunteer position. And I also hope that it would encourage counselors to be more involved and to sit on more committees and take place in more initiatives. We've seen really great work this year, but I think that counselors have the opportunity to like contribute a lot more. And if there is a kind of like a reward, I think it would motivate counselors to actually put in a lot more work and really further the SMU as a whole.
Thank you. I'll be taking two more speakers. Member of the gallery, Caddy.
Thank you, Speaker. I'm actually going to make the same comment that I made last year to the same issue and actually to the same concerns that were brought up about the views of the management faculty, about concern regarding, you know, financial incentives. Specifically, my response then and my response now is that it would be quite wonderful, really, to have more options to choose from when we're voting. As a member of the student body, it is usually quite frustrating when there's only one or two names on the ballot to even choose from. So even if people were running from financial incentive, I urge people to think if that would be that much of a problem, if not for giving us the feeling of at least voting for something.
Thank you very much. We'll take one more speaker. Councillor Zhang.
Thank you, Speaker. I wanted to add a comment to Councillor Saad's point. You're citing that our constituents, at least the ones you've spoken to, unfortunately, you know, I don't think any of us here have taken a, I guess, conclusive poll of our constituents and their majority opinions, which is why this question is rightfully going to referendum if it does get passed here, so we can actually get a view of what the majority of the students think as of now. And I personally believe that as a matter that, as has already been discussed, there are counselors here who are currently being paid, and the executives, as we all know, are paid. And to imply that by paying for student government positions, which all of these are, it somehow implies impure motives, I think is rather unfair to some of the counselors that sit here who are in that position. So I do believe there's a place for this motion to be passed and for this to be brought to the general student body for a referendum vote.
All right, with this, our debate period has elapsed, unless somebody wishes to extend it. If you do, just cry out point.
Yeah, actually, I just wanted to mention something. The policy that's mentioned in this motion.
Sorry, that is out of order. Apologies.
But it's just that it's expired. It expired January 1st of this year. And so is that out of order? I don't know. I just wanted to point it out. It
is
out of
order, but that is an important point.
Yeah, and so just maybe amend to put in the position on education, which basically says the same thing as the policy, is just not, an outdated reference, I guess. Sorry.
No worries. Actually, thank you for pointing that out. In future, because this is the second time it happens in our meeting tonight, if ever there's like this sort of constitutional problem or like technical problem, send me a quick message in the chat, because that would fit within the point of inquiry. It just like really depends the way it is formatted. Could you just repeat what was the problem? Also, Vice President Sater, Vice President Downey, is that points?
For me, it was a motion to extend. It's just like 2 minutes. I just had a question.
Vice President Downey?
Would you be able to scroll up to the section that concerns the policy on unpaid internships? I'm happy to strike that section. I don't find it especially like troubling that the policy has since expired. Policies like expire all the time, and it's meant to signify a stance at a time and promote like further work with a specific stance. But if people do feel strongly, I don't have a problem with striking that section from this.
If we wish to strike, we'll have a vote on the topic. But member of the gallery, Masni, was that the section you're talking about?
It was the section I was talking about. I don't think it is relevant to strike, but perhaps to add the fact that we have a position that is still in effect to this case would be important, but that is up to the person who proposed the motion.
All right, so Vice President Downey, would you like to motion to strike or to amend?
I'm happy to leave this as is.
All right, so in that case, unless a voting member of council wishes to motion to amend or to strike, it will be left as it is. Right, we still have the motion to extend by 2 minutes by Vice President Sater. Does somebody want to second? Vice President Downey?
I'll second.
Perfect. Is anybody opposed to this extension? All right. Seeing none, Vesper and Seder, your motion passes. All those wishing to speak, this gives us time for two speakers. Vice President Seder.
Yeah, so my question is more of a logistical one. Like, obviously, this is an incredible motion. Like, I think it can pass, absolutely. It's just a question on how this would affect the membership of the union. I just have concerns that, one, having representatives being on as members of the union could cause conflict of interest, but more so in their role if they are selected as directors. Because I think it's important to have a wide variety of directors, especially when we're discussing union questions, that are always very important at the board level. And so if they're members of the union, they would obviously have to recuse themselves, and that would cause issues. So my question is there something in the motion that bars these members from joining the union, or would that be a discussion that we would need to have with the union separately within the CA? Because I think there's an excellent motion. I think it should pass. I just have concerns on like the actual logistics of it for union membership.
Vice President Downey?
Yeah, so again, I am not an expert in labor law, but I do have prior information from my time working with this union. This is not pertaining specific to this union. I'm not advocating for one outcome over another. I'm just sharing information. So if a role is created, there are criteria that it meets to be a unionizable role in a workplace that is unionized, such as SMU. A hallmark of that is hiring and firing power. There are other criteria that have to be met, but you can't just simply say because there might be a conflict of interest or because someone has access to certain information that they can't be unionized. That's like, as far as I'm aware, that is illegal. The decision whether or not a role is unionizable is based on a number of things, including the ability to fire, hire, and discipline. I'd also note that like throughout time in SMU, there are people who are both employees and counselors. As far as I know, that's always been allowed. And conflict of interest would be dealt with, I believe, on an individual level. I'm happy to look into this, but it's I don't believe that it is difficult to speak on this because I did have a conflict of interest having been a former member, but I guess my point is we can't just decide whether or not a role is unionizable or not. That's not how this works at all. And there are ways to make sure that conflicts of interest are respected and that people aren't put in situations that aren't appropriate.
Thank you. With this, Councilor Saad, is it short?
No, I'll be honest, so it's all good.
Okay, all right, so we'll not be having you speak. Sorry, this does expire our debate period. With this, we'll now be entering vote. Is there a motion? If not, we'll be entering vote as normal. Vice President Downey?
Could I motion to vote by hands or the check mark X thing?
I would highly prefer not. It'll be just such, actually, sure. Yes, we can do that. You will have to leave the check marks on enough long enough that I can take a screenshot for the voting record.
My apologies. I actually believe that people may need to abstain on this matter. So could I propose the form instead? I apologize.
That's in order. Councillor Kusa?
Seconded.
Okay. Since the form is just a regular method of voting, we would not need to vote on this. And seeing as there's no other motion, we'll now be opening the vote on the motion regarding referendum question on increase of the 2022 SMU membership fee. So the vote is open. I'll be posting the link in the chat. Here's the link. I'll give you all until 11, 2 minutes to vote. All right, we seem to have received most responses, so I'll be cutting it off now. Please make it known if you have any problems. All right. With 6 abstentions, 2 oppositions, and 17 in favor, this motion has passed. All right. Before we move on, I would just like to quickly straple. It is 11:11. Shockingly late, and shockingly against that big rule I set at the beginning of the year. I'd like to straple really quickly if the council wishes to continue on with all the motions, or if you wish to end it now. So please react with the check mark if you wish to end now, and the X if you wish to continue. I'll be taking a very large majority if to end now. All right. So clearly the majority of the council wishes to end now. So we will be, I'll be asking for a motion to table the rest of the meeting. If somebody can propose an alternative solution to the rest of the motions, possibly voting by email, I think that'd be the best way. But if somebody has a better idea, please go for it. Councillor Saad.
I was going to say voting by email, and if members of the gallery or other, you know, students want to comment or make their point, could they send in maybe like a quick paragraph on what they want to say for each motion, and then we can read it at our own time before we vote?
I think that'd be a good idea. So yes, if anybody wishes to comment on these motions, actually we can even go through them now. Just quickly, if anybody, we'll do by message. I like that idea. So anybody who will wish to comment, if we'll do by email, we'll be able to send an email with their comment, and we'll be able to post it with the rest of the motions. Councillor Kusa?
Yeah, could we just consider all these motions at the same time and just, because I believe that a lot of them are just going to be passed unanimously. So
it was sure. Last time. Yes, we can definitely do that. I'll take the last point, and then we can try to vote on that.
Sure.
Vice President Delouvrier?
I just wanted to second the suggestions made by the previous speakers. I'm sorry, I didn't realize my hand was still up.
No worries. I was about to ask for a second, so that's awesome. So, Councillor Kusa, what would be the way to vote?
I don't know. Is it supposed to be unanimous consent?
So we can do unanimous consent in this case. And if we don't get consent, we can vote by email. I think that'd be the best way forward.
Sorry, point of inquiry?
Yes, Councillor Saad?
Aren't the reason that these motions are still here because they failed consent? So by definition, like, they're not unanimous?
So a lot of these motions failed consent by 1 or 2 votes. I am thinking maybe possibly the people who voted to debate may have changed their opinion. Unsure. If they did, this would be like, you know, the time. But it is as they wish. If we do unanimous consent, we'll do it anonymously through the poll. That way you can still vote however you feel like it.
Point of information. If we vote online, we won't be able to debate anyway. So that's something to consider.
Yeah, that is a part of the calculation. Thank you. That makes a lot of sense. So yes, that does round up the argument for another consideration of consent. Sorry, I'm stumbling on my words. Councillor Wan.
Point of parliamentary inquiry, are we currently voting on grouping all 4 motions by unanimous consent, or are we voting on passing all 4 motions by unanimous consent?
So we will be voting on passing all the remaining motions by unanimous consent. Councillor Wan?
I oppose, as I have some discussion items.
All right, so with this, we'll now be passing all by unanimous consent. What we can do, though, is maybe go through each one and try to pass. Nah, no, even then. I would suggest instead that we just vote for them individually by email at this time. Councillor Kusa?
Can I motion to approve by unanimous consent everything but MustBus? Like, but the MustBus motion?
Sure.
Thank you.
Councillor Duvrier, Vice President Duvrier?
I'll second.
All right. Is anybody opposed? Okay, so we'll now be voting by unanimous consent on all remaining motions except the motion regarding MustBus fee levy. So that would be, correct me if I'm wrong, motion 12F, motion 12H, and motion 12I. I'll be posting a poll. I put it out. If you wish to abstain, simply don't vote. It's a consent item, so no, you can't abstain really. So if you wish to abstain, you can vote no. And this will be debated individually. All right. So these will be debated individually by email, or voted on individually by email. All right. So at this time, I won't be taking any further motions on this topic just because we have rounded this topic. Vice President Duvrier.
Thank you. It was just to ask if you were going to be the one to send the official email asking councillors to vote.
Yes, that would be me. Almost 90% certainty tomorrow, probably including the motion previously tabled for electronic vote.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker.
Vice President of Student Life?
I'm a bit confused. So which motions are going to be passed via email?
All motions that we haven't discussed yet. So every motion after motion 12E. So motion 12F, 12G, 12H, 12I.
Perfect. So they're not approved until passed via email.
They're still for approval. What we did now was to see if everybody wanted to consent. If there was no opposition to them, we were going to pass them unanimously. Okay. But there was an opposition. So we will be voting for them by email.
Thank you so much.
Pleasure. Councillor Kusa?
Yeah, motion to adjourn.
Can I get a motion to table the rest of the agenda first?
Sure. Motion to table the rest of the agenda.
Perfect. And let's just assume that we're dividing this. Table the motions for electronic vote and table the rest until the next meeting.
Yes.
Perfect. Vice President Student Life.
Oh, sorry. Remaining hand.
No worries. We do need a second, though.
Second.
Yeah. Perfect. Thank you. Is anybody opposed to the motion to table all the rest of the agenda, the motions for electronic vote, and the rest of the agenda for the next meeting? Seeing no opposition, we will do at Vice President Duvrier.
Motion to adjourn.
All right, I didn't finish talking, but I thought it was a point. we'll take it in a second. Seeing as there's no opposition, we'll be applying this motion as said, and I'll be sending in a voting form for every motion individually by email tomorrow. I'll now be taking motions. Councillor Claret?
Motion to adjourn.
Vice President Duvrier?
Seconded.
It's in order. Is anybody opposed to adjourning? All right, seeing none, we have adjourned at 11:20. Good night, everybody. President Dariani, could you stay for a second? I have a question about what you sent me. I'm just really confused.
I didn't say your message.